So we have a mission in the beginning of the fourth parak. The mission says that the meniach kelim tachas atzinar, echa kelim gedem ve'echa kelim ktanim, tefilu kli gvolim, kli avonim, kli adamo, pesim samikvo. Says echa na meniach ve'echa shecheach kedim ve'shamer v'sulo, v'tanim v'shecheach. Rebbeir says nimru v'gomru ve'shamer on v'sulo, and v'edim shechotzer. Rebbeir says adayin machlekes b'mkayim ha'emetz. Now, Rav Rishonim are Mefarish that the Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Tazayinam Beis that Rav Mishashia says that the whole Machloikas is only B'shas Kishra of a Mispazer of Chazan Miskashru, that is going back on the Etzem Machloikas B'shamim and Beisil. So, the Chayral of the statement then is that being that B'shas Pizur Avim Zecher Mekuli Alma, it would not be Paisel Samik, it would not Bleib Shuvin. So it's holding even by Stamish, by Nispazru, by Niskashim Nispazru, and by Chotzer Mekuli Alma, everyone's holding that Ashrech B'Chotzer is tahar. So third state in them that if it's felt in the kavano, put the kelim there and it's felt in the kavano, so then it would not apply b'shuv. However, fragging the rishonim, the lechayr, there's a steer to this in peg base mishnayim. The mission says that meniach can count them b'reish hagag lenagvon. So put them up there. Not to be shayev mayim, rather lenagvon, nismalu mayim. So as machlekes Reb Elazar with Reb Yeshua, if you have to be shayver and it's keshamu and there's kamar mayim v'bor, so then according to Reb Elazar you shaver, and if not, according to Reb Yeshua, benkach you shaver a yichba avla yara, and l'chayro. Well, what's the tzairich in such a thing if there's no din shuvin to the mayim because they were shalei b'kavano? So what's the problem? Why do you need to have all of these eitzes? As they find the rishon. So the rishon say veker two tirutzim. I saw the Meiri seems to say that the etzem machlekes between Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua is if b'chlal. When you don't have kavanah of life shuvin or not, I don't know. I just saw that. But the veker and the rishonim there are two mahalach. The Rash has a mahalach. He says that in a chenami, it's not shuvin. But the chiluk is that in our mishnah in Perek Dalet over there, it's talking about where it was nafl me'aleim lemikvah. Where after the mayim was in these kelim, and it did not bleib shuvin, in a case where it did not bleib shuvin, and then they went themselves into the mikvah. So over there, it would taka not be any problem of shuvin. Aval hocho the iru lebar ach shuvi ach shavinu in Perek Beis. The shazayim there's a problem of that when he's sending it into the bar. So that's ach shuvi ach shavinu, and with that would blib a shuvin. So therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, you'd have to do a shvira. According to Rabbi Yeshua, shvira or kaifa. But you would need to do that because you are now shafting them into shuvin. In the Rosh says a different reason. Also, the Rosh is saying that avada like our Mishnah in Perek Dalet says. It would not blib shuvin because there was no kavano. He says there's another problem of that the Torah's kindom says that umikav mayim yator that yochal fil milik ksefe vasa mikav betchila yator tam loymer mayim b'day shemayim af mikav b'day shemayim. So it needs to be b'day shemayim. There's a problem of it being b'day adam. So like there, you have this mayim in the kelim. If you're gonna just pour it into the bar, so then you're gonna that's bidei adam. That's gonna be a mikvah ayidei adam. And if that's going to be Mekvayeh Deyodim, that's a problem. So Memilo, you have to be according to Rabbi Shui, you could be Yeshaver Oyechba. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can only be Yeshaver, because if you're Kaifa, that itself would be already too much Bidei Adam. And Memilo, that's the Deitza. The Rajbo also says like the Rosh in Shar Hei. I just want to be in a second. The Ilum, I heard of Kasha, that was asking that in Shar Shvi, the Rajba seems to have a different Mahalach. Where the Rajba in Shar Shvi says that what's going on in the Mishnah in Beis Zion is that it's talking about B'shas Kishra. And so therefore, Taka B'lai Fa'at Tekeshuvin. So, if you had a shalib kavanu, you had a b'shas kisher oven, then there would be no problem. But we're talking about b'shas kisher oven, so that's why in Beis Zion you need to have these eitzes. And so chayru it's a stira, because in Shar Hei he's saying a vart that. The whole reason why you have to do all these things is because it has to happen. It can't happen at Bidei Adam, but it's Avada. But Beis Zion is not talking about Shuvim, and Shai Zion it seems to be saying that it is handling Shuvim. But Evans, it's a toss, because what he says in Zion is something completely different. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says, "Haminiach kelim b'resh hagag le'nagvam v'nismalu mayim." Rabbi Eliezer omer, "Im oinas geshamim hu, im yishbar kamat mayim yishbar v'imlav le'yishbar." Rabbi Eliezer says, "Im oinas geshamim hu." Zokt the Rashba, "Pirush im oinas geshamim hu." What does Rabbi Eliezer mean to say when he says, "Im oinas geshamim hu"? Harei le'nidani mishum shuvim kol she'niach b'shas kishrav. He's explaining that Rabbi Eliezer's memro, that Rabbi Eliezer required that there be dafko a shvira, is talking about a situation where he was hell of the kelim b'rei shagag b'shas kishra av. But MMA first situation like that, Zakhtar Eliezer, where it's fat kishuv, there you would need to be shaver and it would only help im yesh by kamat mayim. Which he teaches is gone. Rav Mayim, Mashenkin Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says Ben Kach Uben Kach, which is Mufurish. Rabbi Yeshua Emer Ben Sheinichon B'Shas Keshamim Ben Shaloi B'Shas Keshamim. You can be Sheva, you can be Kaifa, or you can be Kaifa also. So Avada, it would still need an explanation. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that even Shaloi B'Shas Keshamim, you need to have a Shvira or a Kaifa. So that Avada needs an explanation, and that explanation is like he says in Shar Hei, because you can't do Bidei Adam. And Ken Zayin, that Rabbi Eliezer would be masking that in a situation of not Kishra of him, that Avada you could go ahead and do such a thing. That Avada you would need Shvira or Kaifa in order for it to not be Bidei Adam. The Machlekes of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer is Le'inyan. B'shas kisher, when it was b'shas kisher oven, can you be kaifa, or do you need a shvira? And l'chayr b'shan on this is because if you look the rash and the rosh, the rash says that you're not gerusay.
And Shemish coming to answer, so you're coming to another shinu's answer. You tell me that you have to come up to another shinu's
answer.
The rash in Shar Hei is coming to say you don't need to come up to the other answer.
Shar Hei is talking in Rabbi Yeshua. The reason for this Rash is because there's a machlokes Rash and Rosh over there. The Rash says that you're not Geiris Ay. The Rash says you're not Imaynas Kesham who. The Rosh says you're not Gairisai. The Rosh is Gairisai because the Shita said that he's saying this word of Bidei Adam. So anything that would take away from the Bidei Adam, if it's Einus Kishamim, or if there's Kamei Mayim Babar, that takes away from the Bidei Adam, Mela, that would work. The Rashba's clear, he's not Gerus Ay. So Mela, so what are these two things? So that's why he's being Mefarish. In Einus Kishamim, he meaning that Reb Elazar is talking when it is Kishar Avim, so then Miesh Be Kamat Mayim Yishavar. Fine. What's coming out is that we have machlekes between the Rashba and the Rash. And Stamu, we could say that this machlekes, they're having a machlekes in being mefarish the Mishnah in base design. If the word is achshavinu or a problem of videi adam, Stamu, we could say that this machlekes is totally in the machlekes back in Beis Gimel, that the Rash was mefarish that the problem of shuvin is a problem of Havyasan Ayde Tumma. You need to have Havyasan Ayde Tairo. And Melo, if it's going to be coming from Kalim, so then that's a problem of Havyasan Ayde. It comes from the problem of Shuvim, comes from the problem of Havyasan Ayde Tairo. Meaning to say that the Psul Shuvim is coming from the fact that it was in the Kli. So im kain, what's pshat in Paradaj that we're seeing a whole Indian that you need to have a kavana. So the chayra of shaitan them is that in as much that you did not have a kavana, so then that the mayim is here in the kli is a punct. It was punct in the kli, but we don't see a kinus and a kivay a mayim that's being kaveya to the kli. And therefore, if they went me'atzmon, like he's mefarish dalaj, the hasam shenafel me'aleim lemikvah, that's not a problem. But if im ki that you have a kavana towards this kinus hamayim that was here, if he was kaifet, so there's a according to Rav Lezer, at least there's a achshuvi achshavinu that would passel it because. You're now showing a rotzi, you're being makshiv this that was in the kli, and memel it's shuvin mitzad the kli. Hashem came late the Rashba, the lashon of the Ravid, the kli like sivva by Raisa. They hold that the problem of shuvin is mikayef this problem of abidei adam, and so therefore, according to them, by there's no everyday adam, but you need to do these other things in order to prevent any tayras everyday adam from coming along. So according to this, and we could go weiter into Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis, we have a minyan tavos tachas atziner. Yesh lezbeis paisas hamikvah v'mlav ena paisas hamikvah zakul yudayach. So the Rash brings in a Tosefta by Zakvel Yidayach. He himself says that by Zakvel Yidayach, Eino Pesel Samekvo Kivon Dele Kaimo Kederach Kabbalasa. And he brings in a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Tavlo Shenosno Tachas Hatzinor Lidayach V'chein Kelim Shenosno Tachas Hatzinor Lidayach. So Rishayim Hokshu L'Kabal Tumo Shomu Arbaim Sol Harei Eluk Sheir. Seemingly from the Tesefta is that if you put Kelim Tachas Hatzinor Lidayach, you put them there for the purposes of Lidayach. If it's Shomu Arbaim Sol Harei Eluk Sheir, you put them there Lidayach, and it seems like that it would not make them into Shuv. So Chaz Mishnah and Chazeni Cheskel both. Say that you have to go ahead and be mukim the Tesefta, that the Tesefta is talking also about a Zakfa. The Meiri, though, he brings down this Tesefta, and he seemingly is he brings down the Tesefta Yira Shem Ba'Emi Derech Kabbalah Kol Shoyis Kavanosay LaHadiach Eina Paisel. It seems as long as he had a kavana lidayach, it would not passel it. And then he brings down that that there are those that are madcha the lashon of the tesefta. The Rashba, though, showing that the Rashba in over there in Shar Hei seems like he is learning up the tesefta kipshuta. He says that shnaflu me'alem shleba kavanu l'seich chelim sheish lem arba defanis basically kibul v'nafel v'mikva v'nasa v'mikva shalim. It's kosher. The haki tani tani v'tesefta. He mamash shtels to this tesefta for inyan of a nefila shleba kavanu. And now, chayro. How do we understand that? If the word is that it fell in the kavanah, so then he had a kavanah to bring it in here. He had it a kavanah lidoyach. So, but we can maybe say that's telling in these two things, in these two telling. If the word is taka, a word of that shuvin happens ayadei the kli nor vos, it can't be that the mayim is here punked. So that's why you need to have a kavanah. So when he had a kavanah lidoyach, so lemaisa, the mayim is not here punked. He had a kavanah for the mayim to come in. So then, according to that lechayro, it should be a shuv. Hashem came the Rashba the Shitasa that he holds that it's tali in ayidei adam. So he would according to him. It wouldn't blive a asiyah yidei adam a bidei adam if his whole kavanah of the mayim being here was a non kivui a non kinus kavanah. His whole kavanah was a lidayach, basically in and out. So that would invite them not blive a kavanah for a shuvin that would chaff a shuvin. Maybe we could say two more things would be telling this machlokes. One thing is that we have machlokes. In the Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph we have machlekas. This is the Ulai. There's machlekas. If what is kli kota? Rashi and the Rav follows. Rashi says echakenu ktanim delay tema delay chashivi. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even kenu ktanim that maybe they're not choshev. So that still they could chop, they can make it into shuv. The other Yishanim learn a whole ukimta that gedayla means that they're too big to they're not going to come tummy that way, and katana means that they're too small. They're not going that they're smaller than the sheer tuma. So maybe can mefarish this machlekas also al derech zeh that maybe the Rashi and the Rav are going but al derech the Rash. That they hold that the yisoid of the kelim, the yisoid of shuvin is mitzad the kelim. So, if they're a kelim katanim, so maybe they're lecha shivi. So the etzem yisoid for shuvin is missing. Hashem kain, if you learn that the etzem teiras shuvin is happening from the fact that it's bidei adam, so then abi that it's a kli. It's a clear Kabbalah. You can hear that the fact that it's Lech Hashivi shouldn't make a difference. The point is that I'm piling a kinus mayim over here. So for that you would need to come onto Tumah. Another Zach I was thinking is that there's a machlekes between Rashi the Gemara brings out there's a machlekes between Rashi and the Tor how to be a mefarish the Gemara and Shabbos that basically the Tor learns. That shas pizer oven blib shechech, whereas Rashi learns that no shas pizer oven needs to come onto a actual shechcha. So maybe this apit v'reinu. Maybe this also goes adar zeh that according to Rashi, Rashi would be going like the Rash that the yisoid of a shuvin is ayidei kli. So in Cain, when you have the point of the kavanah was just to go ahead and make it that the mayim is not here punked. So he put when he put the kli out there, b'shas kishur of him. So he put it out there, the kabal mayim. So now that now there was a pizra of him. So what? He put it out there to be a makabel mayim, that there should be a mayim in the kli. It's not a punct. If he was shachach afterwards, so then you could say taka that would be kila nakira on his original. On his original hanachas kli, that maybe if he had remembered, he wouldn't have a kli here b'chlal. Mashen came to the Torah, and Shulchan Aruch Taka is one of those that are that the Shulchan Aruch first that kelim gedolim ketanim is lenin tomo. Maybe they're going aderech the Rashba and the Rosh. They're learning that the yisaid is of shuvin is ayde adam or not. So if the word is ayde adam. So you can hear that his ma'isa, he put it out there to be makabel mayim from this kishur oven. If it was a pizur oven, that would already be felt in the ayde adam, because that would already be a batel machshavta. That wouldn't be what he put it out for. And mainly, you wouldn't need to come on to another shikha to go ahead and blive a shikha to go ahead and be oiker. So one problem to leave off the kasha is that. It's kasha saivi, but the Rav in Beis Zion says that the problem of Shuvin is mikayach a problem of tefisas de'adam. Avada needs it's a mamar shel kasha, and then Avada needs a shikur.